Rob Noon is happy to be back for another term as Callander's mayor. Monday's vote put him well ahead of the two other mayoral contenders, and he's eager to continue working toward the goals already put in motion by town council. Specifically, that includes implementing more of the downtown and waterfront revitalization project and focusing on developing the municipally owned land near the pier on Lansdowne. Ideally, this space will become home to what Noon refers to as a community hub, which includes space for a new library. C. The future of Callander's waterfront place is wide open. I'm really excited to get back in, he said. There are many things we have on the go, and once the new council comes in, the wheels will continue turning. I want to keep moving these plans forward, because everyone is getting more excited as they come to fruition. Such projects include the new playground equipment and the new pavilion at Centennial Park, as well as the new path laid across the park to improve accessibility for residents. A new gazebo was also installed on Lansdowne near the pier, all part of the revitalization project. I've really championed all of these, he said, adding that, it's the work of council, and years of planning, that brought it all to fruition. Many residents have been expressing their congratulations for his return to the mayor's seat. On election night, I was receiving messages until around 2 in the morning, and as he's been collecting signs around town, people have been stopping to wish him well, or give him a thumbs up or a honk as they roll by. Noon received 674 of the 1,653 votes cast. It builds your confidence, he said, and, the overall feeling that I get is that people are happy with the way we're going. He's looking forward to the upcoming term. Irene Smith and Jordy Carr are returning to council, and newcomers Grant McMartin and Mike Dell will be joining as well. Smith and Carr help to keep the consistency, and that's a good thing for council, Noon noted. We're already running at full speed, and the new councillors will bring a lot to the table, he said. He looks forward to working with them all. As for everyone who ran in the election, he thanked them for being so involved with the community. I know it's difficult to put yourself out there, he said. It's a hard thing to do, so I give credit to them for that, and for wanting to make a difference in their community. I wish them all well, he said. Daryl Valancourt will no longer be on council, and, we had many things in common, Noon said, so his absence will be felt by Callander's council. We're losing a strong voice at council and wish him the best in whatever he chooses to do. You lose some good people sometimes, he said. The new council will be sworn in on November 15, and Noon looks forward to moving forward with the plans in motion. He also wants to ensure the town's plans keep on track. I'm always that guy that if you're going to spend tax money on something, to make sure it's working, vet it after a year to see if you're getting that impact the town wants. Because if not, it's time to change course right away, perhaps go down another path, but it's important to keep vetting these plans to make sure the community is on board with what you are doing. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.